Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now, as part of our brand new show, we're a week into our brand new show, and myself and my friend Leanne Hanafin here, we've invited producer Russell because, you know, I'm of age. Our producer
Colin. Hold on a second.
This is the most chaotic Monday.
This show and this day have been so chaotic.
I blame you.
Paul nearly fell up the stairs earlier on today. I have been on three modes of transport to get here. It's kind of, shall we say, feral today.
Yes. Sorry, producer Carl's joining us in studio because you're going to be telling us about some of the things that we need to know to get us through life, Carl. Am I right?
Yes. Okay, so every Monday, this is going to be called Come Here Till I Tell You, because I'm one of those people who like telling people stories. I'm a bit of a gossip, bit of a nose. I like to know things.
I feel like, well, when you say come here till I tell you, you say it in a very come here till I tell you.
I see you say that to more people in this office than I see you at your own desk.
See, a bad rep. But it's also me being, I suppose, like Leanne's older than me by like a couple of months, but I like to think of myself as 98FM's youth consultant.
Oh.
So like, I'm down with the trends, like do the TikToks, I do all the content, I do the bits. Anyway, every Monday I'm going to be here at 12:15 to explain what the hell that thing you keep hearing on your social media is.
Whether it's
a word, a trend, a sound, but you're too embarrassed to ask. If you're like, I don't know how to get on that trend, but I'm going to be here to be the one to impart the wisdom and educate our listeners out there so your mammy and your daddies and all can hear that sound on their Instagram feed, because let's be real, your mammies and daddies probably aren't on TikTok, they're on Reels on Instagram. So I'm going to educate them so they can wrap their head around it and maybe jump on that trend.
Okay. Yeah. All the fam doing a little TikTok dance by the end of this. I love it. Okay,
so
Colin,
first
what
off,
do you have?
Let's take a listen to this.
That was rude. That was pretty rude.
So yeah, obviously a little bleep there, but do you recognise that sound?
I do.
Do you know what it's from though?
I don't know what it's from.
Yeah. Can I go?
Yeah, go, absolutely.
Let me guess now, because you're getting really excited about this.
Why?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Sorry, Prejudice.
And you said that on Pride Month.
Wow. Prejudice.
You just got really excited and I'm like, Paul gets excited at RuPaul's Drag Race.
Or I get excited about musical theatre.
Yes.
And that is from the recent iteration of Death Becomes Her, the musical, starring Megan Hilty and Jennifer Simmer to play the characters from Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn. Oh. And it has become this massive, massive phenomenon in musical theatre in America. Hopefully come to here eventually. But
yeah.
That is Jennifer Simmer's character after she's been shot through the stomach as per the film.
So if you haven't seen it, Helen Sharp shoots Madeline Ashton. Oh no, Madeline Ashton has shot Helen Sharp and there's a big hole in her chest and it's like, but they're both dead anyway. So,
okay.
But she's like, that was rude.
Mm.
That was pretty bleep rude. And people have taken this sound and ran with it on TikTok. So it's like when someone does something to you, or like, say, I don't know, I'm trying to use a radio reference. Like if someone walks in during your link into studio.
Yeah.
Like that was pretty
rude.
So
it's basically like a reaction line that you give to your own scenario. You can kind of make it your own then.
Yeah. Like when someone shows up late to a date, or someone ghosts you on a dating app, people are running with this. Like Love Islanders are using that. I only saw it this morning, like when they got dumped from the island, they were using the sound to be like, that was pretty rude.
I get you.
Like, so if you're hearing that, jump on that trend. It's a really good one. I think it's like, I mean, because Death Becomes Her is so funny, like there's other sounds from that musical. Tell me Ernest, you know, tell me Ernest, how much have you seen of me? Cinema. And it's like me when I'm the star of the musical every year. Do you know what I mean? So you can, Death Becomes Her lends itself very much to trends. So if you do hear it, that is where it came from.
Okay.
It came from a Tony.
See, I heard it, but I didn't know where it was from. So now I'm more educated.
Absolutely. I think both of you will know this song.
And the week that's in it.
Oh, coming to Malahide Castle tomorrow night.
So, Carl, I'm interested to think, or to find out who you think could be the Apple Girl.
Yeah, so obviously, to educate the listeners out there, every year, or every show that Charlie XCX does, there's an Apple Girl or an Apple Boy. Someone does the dance, like Troye Sivan's done it, Chapel Rowan's done it, Emilia de Moldenberg most recently. But the Apple person does the Apple Dance, which kind of took off last year during Brat Summer. Mm. And it's basically just a TikTok dance that a girl made up. She's a US kind of content creator named Kelly Hare. And she made the dance up just off the back of this song that she didn't think was getting enough recognition from Brat.
Oh.
So we had like 365, we had all like Guess with Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I thought it would be funny to make this like dance so popular because I just didn't think it was being slept on. like, and I really wanted to jump on it. But to be honest, I think it'll be someone that we generally don't expect. Like we're hearing CMAT and things like that at the moment, but CMAT was just on tour with Sam Fender over the weekend in Newcastle. Girl is tired, but then again, she's been so busy she might go with it.
I have an opinion that I think it could be Samantha Bumba.
Oh,
Samantha's in the country. She's here at the minute. She's doing with a block party next week.
Okay,
she is like old school iconic, which comes into new school iconic.
And she's kind of brat.
She is brat.
I would go so far as to say Samantha Bumba is brat. Like there's a few out there like that are getting like Jedward also being mentioned.
Yes.
You see, it needs to be someone that Charlie XCX knows, has like kind of like people are mentioning Nadine Coyle.
I thought Nadine Coyle.
It was her birthday Sunday, the 15th of the 6th, 85.
Make me a Gemini.
So also like I think Charlie XCX knows pop culture references. But anyway, Kelly Hare made this dance up, said it wasn't getting enough. So basically she like does loads of different dance moves, stuff like that. But she got the opportunity to do it in Madison Square Garden with Charlie XCX just this year, which was really iconic.
Oh,
like
I
this girl who made up this dance. So she's made up this, but also has copyrighted it.
Oh,
so she copyrighted the whole dance, and Roblox, the kind of gaming thing that kids use, basically tried to make their non-player characters, the NPCs, do it. And they didn't ask her permission, and she won like $150,000 off
money,
them.
Money, 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 girl.
So yeah, jump on that Apple Dance, and if you see them doing it tomorrow night, join in. Or do you know what? Go to TikTok now. Better off, go to TikTok now and learn it.
And also, if you've got a trend that you want to jump on and you want producer Carl to explain to you, drop us a text 0877 98 98 98.
Finally, our word of the week.
We have a word of the week.
We're going to do this every week. That you need to know that you're like maybe or may not recognize. It's Delulu.
Oh, we love
I've not used it yet, but I will put it into my word of the week now.
Absolutely.
I have to use it now.
And so the translation is?
An abbreviation for delusional. Someone who has unrealistic or irrational beliefs and disconnected from reality. So his Delulu theories are entertaining, but far-fetched.
Delulu is such a fun word, isn't
it? I like Delulu. Could be a drag queen name. Oh, Delulu O'Reilly.
There's something in that.
Carl's back next Monday with more of Come Here Till I Tell You.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
Oh. Would you say you're a good flirt?
I think I am.
Are you?
I would say so.
And can I ask you your technique if you were to have to flirt on a situation?
I don't think it's what you say. I think it's how you say it.
Oh, really? Is it?
It is a little bit. See, it's working on
you're
you.
You're making me blush. I am a terrible flirt. Even before I met Eddie, I would say I was one of those people who, like, I just was not aware. Like, somebody could literally be like, I like you. And I'd be like, oh, shit, it's lovely. I wouldn't have a breeze, right? But apparently there are some things that we should and shouldn't be doing when it comes to flirting, right?
Ooh.
So these are some of our flirting don'ts. If you're single and ready to mingle, don't do this. The bragging rights.
Oh,
Hard pass. Like, think flexing your achievements more as an attraction kind of thing, where you're going to always tell somebody what you've done to achieve in your life.
And listen, we love people being confident and proud of what they've done in their life, but maybe for like a first, second, third date, just kind of let it lay a little bit low.
Yeah.
Later on in the relationship, you know, go
ham.
Ham.
Tell us all.
Absolutely ham about everything that you've done.
Create me a CV and give it to me in PDF form. Like,
that's what it's like when people are bragging about what they've done. It's like, okay, just write it down on paper. I'll read it instead.
Another one, playing hard to get, or even worse, when somebody ghosts you.
Oh,
now,
come on now.
I have a tendency to ghost people, but like my friends at last minute things, if something can't be done. And I'm very, very lucky that my friends always understand because I'm never lying. I'm always telling the truth.
Okay.
Am I?
Question mark.
But if you're actually interested, like I would, if I was dating somebody and I was really, really into this, I would make moon's move to get there and to do the thing that I have to do with the person. So if you're ghosting somebody once, okay. If you're ghosting them twice, get rid.
They've always said that if someone likes you, you will know.
Yeah.
And that's so this.
Another don't. Faking it. Let's say you hit it off with somebody but quickly realise you've got zero in common. Don't tell them that you love their indie poetry or don't tell them that you like to go to art galleries if you really, really haven't a clue. Because if you don't have a clue, 6 weeks into that relationship, they're going to go, oh my God, there's a new thing on. Let's go. And you're going to be like, not at all.
It's not my vibe at all. It'll only last for so long. Yeah. Imagine someone actually kept that up like until marriage.
I once dated a doctor and like had told them that I had this full interest in their field of doctor isms. As you can tell, that didn't last. And I full on like went and Googled stuff and
you didn't
research stuff because I was so what I thought was into them and I didn't have a clue.
See, it's one thing being interested in what they do, but then there's another thing like pretending you too are interested in it.
If you need some of the do's though, give real compliments. Like tell somebody what are the good things about them. Nice style, say it. And that's not just for dating, by the way. In life, if you see something good, say it.
Yep.
Eyes on them, not on your phone.
Or
even worse, eyes on them, not on somebody else, which has happened to me on more than one occasion.
Pesh, are you all right? You want to talk about it?
Not just yet, thanks. I'm still going through the PTSD. And also keep it playful. A little light teasing or a bit of witty back and forth. But like don't punch somebody in the arm. Do you know what I mean?
There's
playful banter and then there's bullying. So like, be very careful.
Fine line, people, fine line.
But the one thing is, flirting is definitely a science. So make sure that you look at the ins and outs of flirting. There you go.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.